So what is it that you can do about it? What recourse do you have?
Well, one of the things I mean, I also admit my own bias, but one of the things that we think the media organisations can do about it is to show a much broader range of program. In other words, my bias has got nothing to do with it at all. What the ABC needs to do is to get documentaries that show things from the perspective of the family that lost someone in a suicide bombing, the perspective of a family that had to move out of northern Israel during the last Lebanese war. There have to be documentaries about those people, equally to documentaries about people whose houses were destroyed by the Israeli army. And so what we're asking for, we're not saying what our bias is or what our bias isn't. We're saying let the media organisations show a much broader range of programmes. For example, there's a film called Relentless. There's another film called Obsession. None of those have ever been shown as documentaries on SBS or ABC.
Because of their quality?
No, the quality is quite good. Apparently it's because of where they come from. So we've been told that because they are pro-Israeli or that they're made by Jews or made by Israelis, that they are not appropriate productions to be shown. But by the same token, they will show, you know, pro-Palestinian, pro-Arab points of view.
Which are made by Israelis.
They may be made by Israelis.
Some of them are made by
Israeli Arabs.
Yeah.
But what they will show something like Janine and never recognise that it's propaganda. But if they were to review something like Relentless, they would charge that with being pro-Israel propaganda. And they would dismiss it or reject it on that basis.
So now you say you are also dealing with the government. How can the government help in that sense?
Well, the government is holding the ABC to account. The ABC is publicly funded. It's a national broadcaster. And so it has to account for its behaviour.
So is SBS?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. So, well, that's how the government can hold both of these organisations to account. They say, well, what are you doing with the funding we're giving you? Are you, you know, are you doing the right thing or not? And so they have to answer.
So do you have any measure of success so far?
Well,
how would you measure your success?
Okay. In this game, there's no clear measurement of success because you're talking about something like bias. So different people have different biases. And you're talking about something like imbalance. So if you're asking...
I mean success in terms that where you see reports are more balanced or fairer.
Well, again, that'll be simply a matter of opinion. But where you can see some success is this. We gave the ABC a list of recommendations. I think there were 13 recommendations of how to handle complaints in general, nothing to do with the Middle East, just in general reporting to make the complaint system more robust. Now, what we notice is that the ABC has implemented at least three or four of those things in its new review of its complaints procedures. So we believe that to some extent that has to be a success.
What about in terms of reporting issues?
Well, if they have to be more accountable in their complaints department, in other words, if you hear something that you feel is biased or unfair and you put in a complaint and the complaint system is more robust, then that complaint will be dealt with fairly, and so there's a chance that things can change in the reporting as well.
I mean, there's a concrete example of that. In the last Lebanon war, there was a program called BTN, Behind the News for Children, which gave the Lebanese war from the Lebanese perspective only. It didn't give anything about the Israeli perspective on the Lebanese war. Now, people made complaints about that. The ICJS made a forum for people to make complaints, and the ABC withdrew the program, withdrew the offensive material from its website, and sent pretty extensive apologies to some of the people who complained. And we say that's a sign of success, because back in the time of Janine, you couldn't get the ABC Complaints Department to ever acknowledge that the ABC ever made a mistake.
So did they follow it by, let's say, producing a program about Israeli kids in bunkers?
No, they didn't go that far.
No, they didn't. They withdrew the offensive material from the website. They acknowledged that it had not been balanced and fair, but they haven't gone that extra step, and we were actually waiting to see if that extra step would be taken.